The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, January 2, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reaffirmed his country's will to build socialism despite the challenges imposed by the United States blockade against this Caribbean nation. When congratulating his compatriots on the 64th anniversary of the triumph of the revolution, the highest representative of the island's diplomacy described this transformation process, which began on January 1, 1959, as undefeated. We will continue working with impetus and unshakable optimism in the face of demanding challenges and an inhuman blockade, fighting for our dreams of social justice and defending the homeland and socialism, Rodriguez wrote on his Twitter profile. The day before, the Cuban foreign minister also congratulated his compatriots residing abroad, and especially the workers of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and diplomatic missions, as well as their relatives on the anniversary. Likewise, he thanked the peoples, governments, and friends of the world who accompanied and offered their solidarity support to Cuba during 2022. Cuba on Sunday reported 25 new cases of COVID-19, following 997 tests performed, the public health ministry informed. The latest report indicated that out of the 25 new infections, 19 were contacts of previously confirmed cases, 4 with source of infection abroad, and 2 with no source of infection yet specified. There are no reports of patients seriously ill or in critical conditions in ICUs nor deaths. At December 29's closed statistics, 42,712,334 homegrown Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala vaccine doses had been administered nationwide. The Caravan of Freedom, a name alluding to the march led by the leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, departed on a day like today in 1959 from Santiago de Cuba to Havana. The protagonists, popularly known as Barbudos, left their trenches in the Sierra Maestra and the cities, bastions of the fight and victory against the dictator Fulgencio Batista, to join the reception and popular clamor during their passage through the different cities. Until January 8, the caravan toured Bayamo, Las Tunas, Camagüey, Ciego de Ávila, Santo Espíritu, Santa Clara, Cienfuegos, Matanzas, and the capital. At each stop, Fidel Castro explained the steps to follow in compliance with the Moncada program outlined in the History Will Absolve Me. At his last stop, the revolutionary forces seem victorious. The government is constituted, recognized by numerous countries of the world. It seems that peace has been achieved. However, we should not be optimistic. The second half of the 20th century meant the worsening of the deplorable reality in all spheres of the Caribbean nation, and in turn represented the rise of the revolutionary movement, the raising of collective awareness, and an unstoppable popular force that did not give up its efforts to overthrow Batista and his allies. And in the international agenda, we have that. The new president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, praised on Sunday the triumph of democracy, which led him to win the two rounds of elections in October against the ultra-right president Jair Bolsonaro. He insisted that democracy was the great victor for facing and overcoming the most violent threats to the freedom to vote, in an obvious reference to the attacks on the polls carried out by Bolsonaro, who wanted to be reelected. He stressed that democracy won, and the wheel of the economy will turn again. He also promised that he assumes power with the commitment to rebuild the country together with his people, and that he would rescue 33 million people from hunger and 100 million from poverty, almost half the population. 20 years after embracing power for the first time, the 77-year-old ex-lathe operator was proclaimed president for a third time, now together with his vice president, former governor Geraldo Alckmin. Meanwhile, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry called for national reconciliation to rebuild the country on occasion of the 219th anniversary of its independence on Sunday. Henry laid a wreath at the Haitian National Heritage Museum and recalled the proclamation of the independence by the liberator Jean-Jacques Dessalines redefined the history of humanity, since for the first time a black people was free. The head of government also pointed out the heroic deed of the fathers of the country, as well as the memory of all those who shed their blood to bequeath the current nation. May the year of grace 2023, the year 219 of our independence, a year dedicated to heritage, see Haitians here and elsewhere reconcile, join hands to build together the foundations on which our young people will build the Haiti of the future, said the headline. This January 1st, Haiti celebrated the 219th anniversary of its independence and of being the first free black country in the world after the revolt that began in 1791, led by Jamaican Bookman. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.